Sharon, can you say something so I can hear how loud the site is? Sharon?
Hi, this is Boo, yes.
Okay, I just want to hear how loud the site is. I'll lower a little bit.
Yeah, we're not having too many.
Bashir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Mr. Chair. We're waiting for one more to make quorum. As soon as we hit quorum, I'll let you know. Good afternoon. We just added Kent without a last name to as a panelist. Kent, is that you, Kent?
Yes, this is Kent.
All right, thank you. Okay, all right, Mr. Chair, it appears we have quorum. I'll go ahead and begin the meeting and take roll. You're muted.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. All right. Good afternoon and welcome to the November 2nd, 2021 JJCC meeting. We thank you for joining us today. Before the roll call, I want to draw your attention to page one of the agenda that includes information on how to submit your information to make a public comment. As indicated on the agenda, please send an email to the JJCC email address to submit your request to make a live or written public comment. Please be sure to include all of the information requested. If we have any questions, we will send a follow-up email requesting the missing information that is needed. If you have any questions or experience connectivity issues, please send an email to the JJCC email address. We have a recurring issue of receiving requests for public comments without the agenda item you wish to address or a telephone number to contact you to have you make your live public comment. When either or both items are missing, We will send a follow-up email to request the missing information that is needed to assist you in making the comments. Therefore, please stay available and watch your device for a follow-up email from us. Additionally, if you submit a request to speak on more than one agenda item, we will contact you for the second item. Please stay near your device for the second item you have requested. Please be sure to answer the phone when we call you. There are many times we experience a high volume of emails and our team will respond as soon as possible. These steps and information will assist you in being able to make your comments. It is our goal to assist you in each of your requests to speak. With that, Mr. Chair, I'm going to take the roll. Chief Pitino?
I'm here. Thank you, Sharon.
Board of Supervisors? I didn't see anyone with us. Alternate Public Defender's Office, we have a new representative, Susana Juarez. Welcome, Ms. Juarez.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm here.
Thank you. Department of Children and Family Services?
Good afternoon, Sharon. I'm here.
Thank you. Department of Mental Health? Sorry. Dr. Strike?
Yeah. Good afternoon. I'm present.
Thanks. Department of Public Health, Yanira Lima. I don't see her name yet. Department of Public Social Services, Chabon Smith. Thank you. District Attorney's Office, Elisa Blair.
I'm here.
Thanks. Today we have an alternate for juvenile court, which is Rochelle Young.
Hello, I'm here.
Thank you. Los Angeles County Parks and Recreation.
I'm here, thank you.
Hi, thank you. Los Angeles County Office of Education, we have a new member, which is Topal Osborne. Topal, are you with us?
Good afternoon, I'm here.
Hi, thank you. Los Angeles Unified School District, Dr. Denise Miranda. I didn't see her yet. Los Angeles Police Department. I didn't see Lieutenant. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. I don't see. Office of Diversion and Reentry, Division of Youth Diversion and Development.
Present.
Hi, thank you. Public Defender's Office.
Hello.
Thank you. City of Los Angeles Mayor's Office, Reginald Zachary. I remember seeing his name. Nonprofit Community-Based Drug and Alcohol Provider, Juan Navarro. I don't see his name. Nonprofit CBO Representative, Supervisorial District 1, Bikilo Chawa.
I'm here, thanks, Sharon.
Nonprofit CBO Representative, Supervisorial District 2, Patricia Song. See Patricia yet? I don't see Patricia yet. Nonprofit CBO Representative, Supervisorial District 3, Josh Green.
Here.
Hey!
Nonprofit CBO Representative, Supervisorial District 4, Johnny Gott. I don't see Johnny yet. Nonprofit CBO Representative, Supervisorial District 5, Mr. Dutton. And Mr. Chair, Mr. Dutton indicated yesterday he would be unable to attend today. I don't see him, just in case. At-large Community Representative Dr. Price, you may have to unmute her. Can you unmute Dr. Price? Dr. Price, we're going to send a request to have her unmute. She's on the phone, so we'll work. It's an extra level. Dr. Price, can you? We send the request and then we wait. She was with us. I'll come back. And Diego Rodriguez was having trouble joining. I don't know if he's been able to join in. He's joined. Diego?
I'm here. Thanks,
Sharon. Okay, great. Glad you have you. Gloria Janik is the Dallas At-Large Committee Representative. You don't see her. Denise Price, Dr. Price?
Here.
Hi, thanks, Dr. Price. At-Large Committee Representative Kent Mendoza?
Here.
At large community representative Jeanette Romelli. Jeanette? I don't remember seeing Jeanette. Okay. One moment. Mr. Chair, you have 17 present. You have a quorum.
Thank you, Sharon. I think need to introduce myself. This is my first meeting as chair. Some of you have been working really closely with on the JJRPT subcommittee, as well as some of the ad hoc work. My name is Adam Pitino. I'm Chief Deputy Probation Officer here, newly appointed as of September 1, I think. So really happy to be here with you all, and I will get us through the agenda as best I can with the help of our wonderful admin team. So thank you, Sharon, for kicking us off here. And I'm going to move us, I guess, through item two into item three. And I'm not aware if there's any unfinished business there under item three. Nothing? Any public comment?
I said there are no public comments on unfinished business. Yeah, no, we do not have any.
Okay. And were there any bullets there for unfinished business on your end, Sharon?
No, sir. There are not.
Okay. So we'll move straight into new business. What I want to do there is just to give a very high-level overview of where we are with the JJRBG subcommittee and our planning, and I will then kind of defer to my partners on the subcommittee there if I've left anything out. It's my understanding that this committee was briefed on the last plan, and so we wanted to do a little bit of that. And then I'll have to first start by apologizing. We are really finalizing kind of the clean draft that will go to the board tomorrow. So we can share that, Sharon, with the subcommittee once we have kind of the final draft with the board letter that goes with it. That's not quite done because we just met late yesterday to vote and approve, and I had some homework, some revisions, and some things that we wanted to make sure that we captured some strike-throughs and some other areas. So just so folks are aware, I wanted to discuss mostly what was added to the plan from last time. So the plan is, and this is kind of going to become my general disclaimer, the plan is a fluid document, it's flexible. We are continuing to kind of move that plan forward and solidify some things. So the way that it reads is a sort of a plan to further implement some of the things that we're already working on for these young people, but really trying to prioritize the areas of you know, the greatest concern when we're talking about really the needs of this population. So really trying to focus and pinpoint what are the programmatic needs this population has. So one of the things that we added that is significant is there's a much more robust explanation and planning around a credible messenger program. So this credible messenger program will serve youth who are detained as part of Secure Track, but it will also kind of walk with them through programming while detained and also in the community. And so members of the subcommittee did a lot of work around kind of putting some scaffolding to a credible messenger plan that we hope to continue to enhance along the way. So that's new in the plan, and that's, again, it's not explained in too much depth or detail, but it is kind of highlighted and explained thoroughly enough, we felt, so it's clear that that's the direction that we're headed. So those credible messengers will be a complement to existing county staff who are there. So that's both probation staff, also our education partners, mental health, public health, other folks who are coming through the institution to serve these young people. So that'll be a complement to the existing staffing plan. There's also some update to the data. You know, the first few pages definitely are demographic. We updated the data, I think, through, I want to say, August of this year. And so there are some updates around the demographics, trends that we've been seeing with this population, nature of offense, things like that. So we have updated those pieces. And then the last part that was significant in my mind was the work that's been done really now for the better part of several months around facility evaluations. We were asked by the Board of Supervisors to take a deeper look at each of the facilities as they currently exist and determine which of those facilities may be feasible for this population and which may not be feasible. So the subcommittee, along with an architecture firm and Public Works, did a lot of work around and mostly just kind of discussing some findings. The facilities were evaluated, and then there was a lot of discussion around where we felt were the sites that ultimately were most feasible. And those sites continue to be Campus Kilpatrick, as more of a short-term option for now, and Camp Scott, and then Camps Page or Afflerbaugh. So those are the areas that have landed as feasible, and then Dorothy Kirby Center for young women. Right now, we do not have any young women who have been ordered to secure track. We have 13 young men who've been ordered. And so we really need to work hard in the next several weeks as a subcommittee to determine programming options. We need to work hard to release a couple of young men to Kilpatrick in the coming weeks. So there's still a lot of moving parts. There's so much work to be done. While the plan has been, we feel like is in good shape to be submitted, we know and understand that there is a lot of work yet to be done around the plan, specifically as it relates to programming. We're going to need to do some facility enhancements for security. We're doing some community engagement with both Santa Clarita and Laverne in the coming weeks. I think Santa Clarita is scheduled for next week, and Laverne will be a couple of weeks after that to go and talk to community members. But still a lot of work to be done. The subcommittee is going to have to roll up its sleeves in the next few weeks and start to talk through spending plans and staffing patterns and all of those things. So those are some of the high-level things that are in the plan that have been updated from the last plan. I don't know if anybody else on the subcommittee wanted to weigh in on some things that I might have missed or just wanted to provide a different part of an overview around a different part of the plan. No? And I didn't do this at the beginning. I invite you to turn on your cameras if you feel like you are able or willing. Don't want to put anybody on blast, but it's always nice to see faces and things like that. Thank you. Appreciate it. So that is, I don't know if folks in the subcommittee have questions. Are there questions about the plan are there questions from the larger committee about where we are and why we landed where we landed, anything like that?
Let me speak up. Yes. I think this is a great opportunity for the rest of the JJCC members to ask us any questions. We've been going at it for quite some time, and we can assure you that we've spent plenty of time trying to do as best as we can. So this is a great opportunity for all of you to hand out any questions, comments, or critiques. You're welcome to it.
Thanks, Luis. Nothing. You guys are letting us off easy. Perfect plan. Way to go, JJRBG subcommittee. We did it.
DSB Kim speaking.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
And I will move us on if there are no questions on this part. And then, Sharon, I think we'll take public comment at the very end, right after we finish the next part, right? Let's do that.
I'm sorry, sir. Where are you?
So I'm on A under new business. I'll tackle B, and then we can go to some public comment after that. Does that sound good?
Well, actually, you should take public comment on the plan, and then you would take public comment on the governance, because they're two different. If they were related issues, typically we try to do it for every single item. So we do have how many? We have one for 4A.
2 minutes is fine.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. Just a moment.
Make sure.
Okay, we're sending a request. I will be bringing up the clock.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Just a moment. If you can speak a little louder, can you just attest your volume?
Sure.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. Right, just a moment. All right, so the caller, the timer is up. Whenever you begin speaking, you'll have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Bill Brown, in Los Angeles, the Uprising Coalition. Thanks for all your hard work. I know the community at RBG has been working very, very hard. And I just wanted to bring up just a couple of points briefly, which Mr. Bettino already mentioned. But now that this plan is done, just really want to urge the probation department and any other stakeholders that need to be involved in making sure that young people can get out of Mary J and moved into Kilpatrick. It's really, really important. And then the other thing that I would just like to urge folks on is that, you know, on the JJRBG, the last-minute addition of this transformative mentoring that came in to the JJRBG meeting yesterday, when so much open, transparent conversation had gone into these credible messengers, I just hope that in the spirit of transparency and collaboration that those types of things don't happen again, because it just kind of feels like going back on an open and transparent and collaborative process. And I know that that ultimately didn't make it into the plan. However, I just wanted to kind of emphasize the need for transparency, as everyone, I think, has been making a lot of efforts towards that. So, yeah, that's everything. And thank you very much. I know everyone has been working very, very hard. I yield my time.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. All right, Mr. Chair. With 1 moment, let me send. We do have one written comment so that I can send it to the members. 1 moment. Sorry, just a minute. Mr. Chair, the written public comment has been sent regarding agenda item A. You're free to move to agenda item B.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate it. So this is an update on the JJCC Governance and Procedure Ad Hoc Subcommittee. During the August 26th meeting, a resolution was adopted to create the Governance and Procedure Ad Hoc Subcommittee. You should have gotten a notice that there will be a meeting next week to get started. Basically, just as way of update, we decided to work with a consultant who is Health Management Associates. That was procured through a master services agreement with the CEO. And the resolution that you're seeing here that's being shared is also posted on our website if you want to go and take a look at that. So the subcommittee members were sort of volunteered and chosen and informed of the date of the upcoming meeting. And I just want to open it up for any discussion or questions that folks may have related to either the resolution or the formation of the ad hoc subcommittee for governance procedure.
I have a question. Just a question is the best we can do diligence on is getting the meeting calendar developed, so that we can make sure that we've got them scheduled for the course and the duration of our ad hoc. It is the only request I have.
Sure.
This is Josh. As I think the co-chair of this subcommittee, I think that's me, it's just been so long since we actually convened it. I mean, maybe this is I'm just going to ask publicly, but I think it would be good. I'm not familiar with the consultants, so if they're going to be supporting the process, I mean, beyond just the scheduling, it would be good to have a sense of, I mean, I'm not sure if the first meeting, I just saw it go on my calendar, you know, an hour or so ago, but yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to best fulfill my role as co-chair, since I don't know the consultants or what their scope of work is. So I just wonder, I don't know if, Adam, do you have thoughts on that or what the best next step is?
So good question. Sharon, I'm wondering if we can share the scope of work with members so that they're clearly aware of what the consultant will be doing and how they will be assisting us.
Yes, Chief. I actually don't have it myself. So once, I think we had made a commitment to share it once it was made public after everything was signed. So I think we're at that point. So I'll find out how to obtain a copy.
Yeah, I'd like to get that to those who volunteered sooner than later so that they can take a look at it prior to the meeting. That would be helpful for sure.
Yes, sir.
Does that help, Josh?
Yeah, I think so. And then, I mean, I guess perhaps we're just using the first meeting to talk about how are we going to move forward and just have an introduction. Without knowing more about what their scope is and how much information they have about the goal of the subcommittee, maybe it just makes sense to have that conversation at the first meeting.
Right. So that will be part of the conversation. I think, Mercy, we can address your concern, too, around calendaring in that first meeting as well, so that everybody's on the same page and we're not, you know, it's an assistance to all of the other work that's going on as opposed to a hindrance, right? That's the goal. So, yeah, I think the first meeting definitely gets to tackle all of that. Patricia, I see your hand.
I think my question is related to scope of work. In the past, sometimes the council has been able to see the RFS that went out to solicit bids for the work that I know then gets crafted by the consultant. And I'm wondering if that's something that can be shared with the JJCC too, so that we can also understand how this particular consultant fashioned a project in response to what was solicited by the county. Is that something that's typically available to us?
So I want to defer to the admin team, but I think we'll have to ask that internally and have some conversation internally about sending that part of it. Certainly helpful, or certainly plan on sending the scope of work, but the actual RFS, I'd have to ask.
Okay, and then maybe I'll just say it's been a general matter that, you know, I think when the JJCC expanded back in, I don't remember in particularly what year it was, I think that was 2018, we did start working in, I think, a different, more collaborative way, and at that time when the JJCC was looking for an evaluator, the JJCC had the opportunity to really actually work as a committee and inform the RFS itself, because I do think then it affects who applies, then who's eventually selected, and then the overall approach to, you know, whatever problem we've identified needing a consultant for. So I think, you know, of course, within any rules or laws around permissibility of sharing, I think it continues to foster that ability to collaborate, to know what was even put out there, to then, have this particular consultant brought on board.
Understood. And being new, you know, I'll play that card. I'm not sure exactly what the process was here, but we certainly will ask internally of our contracts folks if we can go ahead and share the RFS. Any other questions about this item or the process or anything like that?
Set up or like going to the cars drive there and pay
Seeing none, Sharon, do we have any public comment here?
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have one live public comment, and we have one written public comment. So we're going to prepare to bring in, is this person in the meeting? Okay, this person is in the meeting. What's their name? Oh, it's Nicole Brown. It's the same person from the IMA. And meanwhile, I'll be sending out the JJCC comments. So just a moment, I'll bring Nicole back in. I'm back. Let me know when you're ready for the answers. You're ready? Okay, Nicole Brown, Urban Peace. I just wanted to comment on this and kind of provide some comments both for the governance subcommittee, but also for the CMJJ subcommittee, which is, to me, very related. You know, it was over 2 years ago that funding for this consultant was passed. And I think even just the lack of transparency in this entire conversation that just happened really shows the need for a governance subcommittee. But I hope that this consultant and others are going to be open to really being creative and looking how to greatly improve this process. I also hope that we can look at models like San Diego, and I know Chief Gonzalez probably knows this model quite well, where, you know, they partner with community leadership, because quite honestly, the probation department is not set up to do community engagement, and then you all are extra taxed with this JJRPG process. And so I kind of hope also governance can be applied to all subcommittees and recommendations of the JJCC, including the JJRPG, to help build capacity. I also urge you not to, like, I feel urgency about this, but also don't overly rush, because you all are so taxed with the JJRPG and the CMJJP. And so those are just some things I'd like to emphasize, and the CMJJP process in particular, improving that, making it way more transparent, and also making it true ability to actually engage as community members in funding recommendations. And also, please include principles alignment with Justice Reimagined, because that has kind of happened since one of the major overdrive of the CMJJP. And lastly, I just want to urge you to stop funding school-based probation in alignment with the plans of Youth Justice Reimagined. Probation has a $570 million budget, and supervision has decreased dramatically. I will stop it. All right, thank you. Mr. Chair, that ends for agenda item B. And let's see, I think I sent their written public comments. And Mr. Chair, if you'd like, we can send out the resolution for the governance that was passed on August 26, 2020 for the governance subcommittee. If you'd like me to include that with a statement of work, I could send that as well.
Yes, please.
All right, thank you, Chair.
And we'll follow up with contracts on the RFS question. I'm sure the admin team has a note on that. Thank you. Okay, item five, other matters or additional public comment?
Yes, sir, we have written public comment and verbal. Oh, just written public comment. So we're going to prepare that to send before the meeting ends. Give us a moment and we'll get it out. Mr. Chair, the written public comments have been sent for this item.
Thank you. I don't know if we we have anything else at this point, and if not, then I will adjourn the meeting.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, everybody, for your kindness, and you all got almost 90 minutes back, which is great. Hopefully, it is a productive 90 minutes. I will see you all soon. Thanks, everybody.